It's the only place you can go and just talk bullshit and be a hero. Drink for free, eat for free, get some bitches. Of course, you got to pay for them. Bill Gates is throwing that credit card around with the whores. Somebody's going to get windburn. Well, at least he pays for his bitches, unlike the Secret Service. I'm on a roll. What can I tell you? The Young Bucks have supplied more information on this crazy bitch from Norway. Is that where she was from? I need a crazy bitch button or something. There's a lot of these broads popping up. It's non-fucking-stop. Davos elites warn painful global transition should not be resisted by nation states. This dovetails with many of the videos we played. That is definitely the flavor of many of these videos, including the one we played of Biden. As World Economic Forum and frontman Klaus Schwab proclaimed that the future is built by us, yeah? At the opening of the annual Davos gathering, we played that yesterday, two other European elites have now declared that the global energy crisis is a transition that will be painful for most, but should not be registered by nations as permanent and should not be resisted by others tempted to preserve their own sovereignty over the global agenda. Folks, forget about that fucking United States Constitution. Forget about right behind me over my shoulder, the Declaration of Independence. People say, don't you know, good man, you fancy yourself as a real constitutional type. Don't you know that the Declaration of Independence is not a binding document, never voted on? Who the hell are you to hang that up in your abode, you gutter snipe, and then pretend it's some type of a governing doctrine? You should tell your people, no shit. It's a guide. It's the setup for the Constitution. It's a very important historic document in any country around the world, etc. But none of that matters. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, because you've heard it, you have to put your own sovereignty aside to help out the global agenda. Like, we don't give enough in this fucking country. They're already taking 50 or 60% from you. At the end of the day, you add up all the taxes. You couldn't even list them here. You say, well, I don't pay much income tax. Okay. My mom didn't either because she didn't make that much money. We were under the poverty line. But you start adding up food tax. Certain food tax. You start adding other foodstuffs aren't taxed. Some are. You start adding those up. You start adding up gas tax. Oh, we could just go down the list. I don't have to read them all to you. And before you know it, you start to realize pretty damn quickly you are a taxpayer, an overtaxed payer. But we're going to have to pay more, see? You're going to have to take it up the ass more because these global fucks stole all your money. Now they're going to put it on you. It's your fault. You have the stakeholder responsibility of bailing us out, yeah? Bailing you out from what? From the money we stole from you, yeah? Yeah! You understand? You're the one who's always holding the bag. You should be the one looking in the mirror and saying, I'm going to fucking stop this insanity. Remember that broad back in the day? The diet broad, she come on TV. Stop the insanity! Well, she was right. Well, you don't have to limit that to engulfing sheet cakes when you're stressed out. You're handing these people ammunition to fucking ruin your life time and time and time again. When are you going to wise up? What am I supposed to do? That's up to you, man. You can fucking figure it out. I can't tell you every goddamn thing. You'll fucking arrest me before it's over. Again, before it's over. That'll be next. It won't be long here before you won't be even to talk like this. And people wonder why we went behind a paywall. We went underground. Maybe I know what the fuck I'm doing. Maybe that's all you need to know. I have worked on all different sides, folks. You may understand out there, you may not want to understand. There's a number of things I know that I don't tell people for good goddamn reason. I don't tell everybody every goddamn thing. Neither does anybody else. There are things you know about life and how things operate and the way things are going, things are headed, that you use yourself, or I've used for us, to guide us. We are stakeholders in our own lives. I don't want to be a stakeholder in the global agenda, a stakeholder in fucking Klaus Schwab's, whatever the fuck he's doing. I'm not a stakeholder. I am not a citizen of the global agenda, nor will I ever be. I won't be one. Schwab sits there yesterday, says we have the means to improve the state of the world, but two conditions are necessary. No, I have the means to improve the state of my world. The state of your world is much different from my world. One of the second condition, I don't think we covered it yesterday because I didn't get to it. He said, is that we collaborate. Oh, yeah, they are collaborating to fuck you. And why would countries, think about it, or leaders of countries fall in line with this insanity? Why wouldn't you just say, hey, Klaus, go fuck yourself. You psycho. You fucking child of a Nazi psycho. Go fuck yourself. Klaus has got the goods, man. Intel makes the world go round. Intel makes people do things they don't want to do. Intel flips a president like Trump, who could have been, I think, personally, as somebody who's been in this game for a while, watched a lot of politicians, Trump could have been the best in recent history. He could have turned the whole fucking thing upside down. He was on a path to do that. He had massive support. He had a fuck you attitude. The fuck you attitude that built this country and helped separate it from the rest of these slobs in Europe. Leaders, I'm talking about, not the people. The people in Europe, the people all throughout the world are in the same shitty boat that we are. Believe me. We are have-nots. We are all controlled by the same body of water, the same tide. The tide is low here. The tide is low there for the have-nots. For the haves, forget about it. So when I say slobs, I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the leaders, corporate leaders, designated leaders, etc. Trump could have been the fucking man. At some point, they had something on him that he didn't want out, or a number of different things that he did not want out, and he acquiesced. And he did a 180. It took about 3 weeks. I watched it. I've talked about it before. And people say, well, you know, why are you so harsh on him? Because that's his legacy. He could have been the best. And you fucked it up. And just about every single great story in America, movies, etc., are based around that exact fucking plot line. He could have been the best, and he fucked it up, and this is how it happened. And then they pick and choose. You know, he could have been the best. He fucked it up. Oh, he got it back. It's an incredible story at the end. He also had a chance to do that in his final weeks when they were screwing him and putting this wooden dummy into office. He sat there like a dope. So there's something he didn't want to get out on him. Don't think there's not. Give me a break. Now he's walking around the perpetual victim. Fuck's sake, give it up. It's sickening to watch. What do you do if somebody does you dirty? If you really think somebody does you dirty, you go on a fucking war path. You take him out in politics. He hasn't done that. Just keep taking the blows. Oh, they're picking on me. Oh, man, no fair. I got ripped off. Nobody likes a whiner, buddy. I told this to people many times, including the folks on pain.tv and everything. Stop whining and start fucking doing something, anything, except sitting around and whining. That's for losers. Remember he talked about winning. You're going to win so much. You're going to want to lose. Well, we're still waiting to win. But the telltale sign, one of them, of a loser is complaining and whining all the time. And it just doesn't get you anywhere. shake it off. It's stunning to see what happened with that guy. And there's only one scenario that really fits. There's stuff on him that he didn't want to come out, bad stuff. And believe me, you don't get to the level of these guys and not have bad stuff. They all got something in their closet because you don't get to this level without it. I've seen it so many different times. You think this guy's a Boy Scout. You think this chick's a glass of milk. And you're like, holy shit. Wow. Because they didn't want to play ball. He had a come to Jesus moment, and he decided not to come down on the side of Jesus, believe me. So the Norwegian finance CEO, she's out there saying, you just better take it. Oh, you got inflationary pressures? Oh, the pain is going to be worth it to them. They reap the benefits. They reap the rewards. You take the pain. How are you not an indentured servant? How are you not a slave? You certainly are. You just need to wake up. And then Biden comes through again. Start talking about an incredible transition, incredible time. And so we look at all these things dovetailing together on the same day. You don't think this is all scripted? You must be reprogrammed, folks. Turn yourself into the next depot. Have Elon Musk put a new chip in your head. You need to wake up. It's just stunning. And now Newsom is warning forced water limitations in California. Oh, what?
Woke up this morning with a wine glass in my hand. Whose wine? What wine? Where the hell did I die? Must have been a dream. I don't believe where I've been. Come on, let's do it again.
He said, you can't have any water. You can't have any water today.
Jump into a taxi. Bent the boot in the bag. Have to play some music. On the water be crashed.
You feel like I do. I'm a little thirsty, though. Oh, you know, when I do this show, I take a water break here and there. When I feel parched. I mean, we're doing 40,000 words a fucking night. Another interesting anecdote, if you've been listening here the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've been talking about folks who are looking for land and looking to move out of the suburbs and out of the cities for obvious reasons with all the challenges that many of us are facing as a country and as a citizenry. I said to my wife, let's go out and check some stuff out as well. And we're out in these remote parts and different parts. There's a low signal in many of these small towns. Forget about the speeds that you're used to, something to consider. But I say, you know what? We got IP Vanish. I can log into IP Vanish. We can be protected. It's at least a cleaner line, a cleaner signal than what we're getting. I'm not really sure what Wi-Fi we're on. We're picking up something. And so that's what we did, to check in with messages, to talk to the young bucks who are back at the headquarters prepping things. And this thing has come in handy so many times, and it's fantastic. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IPVanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IPVanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IPVanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IPVanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/pain. You're a little parched. Oh, you feel like I do. I'm a little thirsty. Where am I going to get my water? Oh, I have to ask Gavin fucking Newsom for your water. The amount of money you're paying in California to live in California, to survive in California, and you got to fucking listen to this tyrant tell you can have water or not? Who the fuck is he? What is the matter with you people? Get the fuck out. I know it's beautiful. I've been there. All over the state. I understand. You have to conserve water. I just wonder what your breaking point is, what the people's breaking point is. That's what I'm fascinated. I mean, fuck's sake. They must have some good intel on this, that people don't have a breaking point. They're just fucking milquetoast. They're taking away your food and your water? I mean, I've been to prison, man. I can get both of those in prison without any problem. I can get water. I get food. I get medical care. I could be somebody's bitch. I mean, you know, Bill Gates might want to look into that. The same thing. Here's what you get out of here. It's almost. You might not get any food. You might not get any water. You might not get any health care. But you're still somebody's bitch. So I might head back to prison. That's pretty good. When prison starts to look better, you might understand that perhaps you're a prisoner, like I've said. California Governor Gavin Newsom, he wants more water conservation. He's warning that the government could force mandatory water limitations across California. How the fuck are you going to do that? Oh, they'll figure out a way, believe me. Almost a year ago, I remember talking about this story almost a year ago. I called this guy up. I want to slip that out. Maybe. Not on here. Unbelievable. Anyway, I remember talking about this a year ago, and I said, this guy is out of his fucking mind. How can he even put up with this guy? According to the most recent conservation numbers by the State Water Resources Control Board, urban water usage across the state rose by 19% in March. The board noted that when the numbers are compared to March 2020, which was the beginning of the current drought, the average use of water in towns and cities went up 18.9%. Sometimes I think, is there really a drought? I mean, how do we know this? How do we really know that there's a drought? Oh, okay, well, this body of water doesn't seem to be much water in it. Doesn't California get a lot of its water from other places? And then you start to think, Newsom is saying this, and these other leaders in California are saying this. They lie about everything else. How do we know they're not lying about this? Now, I'm not saying that there's not a drought. What I'm saying is, you have to question if there's a drought. Anything that comes out of their fucking mouths needs to be questioned. Especially when it has to do with fining you or penalizing you for basic things like fucking water. Not fucking water. Like water. They would tax you on that too. If you were fucking water in California, you'd get taxed on that too. So I wouldn't suggest it. If you're going to think outside the box, go all the way outside the damn box and start questioning everything they say. In places like the State Water Resources Control Board, you think these guys are on the up and up? Fucking break. I'll tell you what this comes down to. They're going to cut your water, and if you go over it, they're going to make money on it. Plain and simple, whether there's a drought or not. And then after the drought, if the drought is over, they'll monitor you individually, the folks who went over, and they, in a stunning move, will likely not lower your expectations of water usage or alleviate any said controls or reductions. And continue to monitor you and fine you and charge you more. If I'm using the word fine incorrectly, okay, you understand. You're going to have to pay more. That's what these stories come down to. If you really strip the stories away, a lot of the veneer coming from politicians, it basically says this, look, we're broke, and this could be a pretty good way we can get some money from people because they need water. So let's put some kind of scheme together to say that there's a massive drought and you can't use water. And if you do, you're going to pay. We're going to fine you big time. It's not going to be $150. You can imagine what these fines are going to be. And if you don't pay your fine, we'll cut you off. That's what the flavor of these stories are. It's just a grift. Everyone's working a fucking scheme. You're the mark. On every single one of these stories, wake up. Do you feel like we do? Biden administration says the Gulf oil and gas permits got slow walk because of a federal agency bad with math. A math error. Oh, that's what it is? Okay, we believe that. A simple math error. Yeah, there's kind of a big math error. Half of your followers on Twitter are fake, Biden. And you supposedly got 81 million votes. That's the math error. And we're supposed to believe that. This is what the White House is putting out. Well, look at the spokes dopes. They had Squeaky Fromm and this other broad. I don't even know. There's no nickname for her. Just Dopey, I think. It's probably Squeaky Fromm and Dopey, who just came out with an excuse about why oil and gas permits have been slow walk that's equivalent to the dog ate my homework. A simple math error may be the reason that drilling permits have been held up in some locations, the Biden administration has revealed. What a scoop! The administration acknowledged in a letter to industry leaders that a mathematical error is delaying the federal offshore oil and gas program. Oh, okay. And the dopes in the media, where's this from? The Daily Caller wrote it, and then the dopes at the Daily Wire picked this up. That's why we're getting hammered with skyrocketing gas prices, because of a math error. Yeah, the one I laid out at the beginning of this segment. That's why thousands of leases that had already been approved for drilling in U.S. territories, that's why suddenly they put the skids on, because of a fucking math error. There's a lot of slide rule jokes I'm not allowed to say. The mind wanders. I can't do this. I can't do that story. Next. But don't worry. This story does dovetail. You might hold on to your slide rule. You might need that. Or your abacus. Get that old abacus out of the attic. You used to teach the grandkids with. When they ask you what a point spread is. Grandma, what's a point spread? Well, let me show you here. We have a number of different beads here. We'll move some around. Oh, I get it. Does Grandpa run numbers? Is that why we have all these people coming? Biden wants your blackout emergency kit to pack sustainably sourced utensils and dinnerware. One of my former bosses from Citi has checked in, and we're keeping regular contact. Fantastic guy. And, you know, my philosophy has been don't burn a bridge, build a bridge. And so my career burned very few bridges. With Citigroup, keeping fantastic contact. He says, I've been listening to the show. What, are you trying to put us out of business with this Axos Bank ad? And I said, well, I know some of the things that went on at Citi and on the retail side. So, yeah, you better be worried about banks who offer you a better mousetrap. And that's what these folks are doing. And I'm seeing a lot of banks out there pandering to current trends at the cost of the customer. But there's one that's not afraid to make bold decisions that put customers first, even if it's going to make headlines. It's Axos Bank. You do a quick search and you'll see what I mean. This is a bank that's all about integrity, fairness, and freedom to do business without compromising our values. Take a look at their rewards checking account, where you can earn the highest interest rate, and it's a big one. Listeners can get $150 if you open it by July 31st. That's $150 to you. Go to axosbank.com/pain for full details. That's Axos Bank, axosbank.com/pain. And for that cash bonus, you only need a $1,500 direct deposit within the first 3 months of opening your rewards checking account. Axos Bank is federally insured, member FDIC, and they're for us, all of us. axosbank.com/pain. Go check them out.
Yeah, this is what the White House is worried about. Not whether they can lower gas prices, lower oil prices, lower electricity prices, lower home heating oil prices, lower natural gas prices. Not whether you can afford any of those. Not whether you'll be thrown out of your house, locked out of your house, have those utilities turned off. They are worried about you making smart choices to sustainably source disposal utensils in your emergency blackout emergency kits.
I didn't know I was supposed to have an emergency kit.
The Department of Energy strikes again, the old Department of Energy. The recommendation is part of a guide published by the DOE for helping Americans prepare for blackouts over the summer. I bet you that's a lot different from the Biden family. From the Biden family guide of blacking out. I hope this one doesn't involve Narcan.
Hunter passed out again. Get the Narcan. Holy shit. God. Joe, you idiot, you brought the wrong guide. This is the guide from the Department of Energy for helping Americans prepare for blackouts over the summer. Electrical blackouts. You needed the guide to save your son and or your daughter and or any other family member who's been in and out of rehab like a revolving door from fentanyl blackouts and overdoses, you idiot.
You're garbage for letting us all go down the drain.
I don't even know what to say to this. This story's wild. It's wild. The agency noted that blackouts can occur during extreme weather events like hurricanes and thunderstorms and shooting heroin. Or smoking crack? But you should have sustainably sourced disposal utensils and dinnerware on hand so you don't need to use water to wash the dish. Well, you're not allowed to have water in California, so this could work out. This is a public service. You're going to need some blues at sunrise because that's the only light you're going to get in your house. The DOE is also recommending, per Biden, that Americans have an ice chest and an extra ice on hand to store perishable food during a blackout. Candles or oil lamps for light and a gallon of drinking water per day for each household member. How are you supposed to keep ice cold if you don't have electricity? Have an ice chest and extra ice. That's going to help you, right? Yeah, we have an ice chest out back. Yeah, it's filled with ice. We fill it up with ice every day. Oh, what's in it? My former career and my hopes and dreams. Don't open it up. My hopes and dreams are on ice. My aspirations, many of my goals and my former career. Don't open it up. We're keeping them on ice. Fuck out of here. Have a household disaster plan that you and your family can follow if something occurs. Oh, we have that. Yeah, every day, thanks to you assholes. Well, meanwhile, we talked about it last week. NERC, which is the North American Electricity Reliability Corporation, NERC, it's a U.S. regulatory authority, last week warned that residents of nearly 30 states are at risk of blackouts this summer, especially if you hang out with Hunter Biden. It's true. And we found in the back of that NERC report that they say the summer's going to get hotter than one of Hunter's crack spoons. That's all. Your house might be that hot, too. And the report also isolated 15 states in the Midwest and said they're particularly vulnerable to such blackouts. NERC listed higher reliance on wind power and solar outages nationwide as some of the factors making states more vulnerable to blackouts. Hey, Joe, you still want to get away from fossil fuels? Fucking asshole. You can't make enough substantial electricity, and you can't import enough to make up for your schemes of fucking wind power and solar. They know this. They don't care. You're supposed to take the pain. Didn't you hear that? That includes, hey, let me tell you, I talked about it the other day, and some people emailed me like, wow, you sound like you had a tough ride growing up. Remember I stayed at my wife's house when we were dating. It's like, I think we were 18 or 19 or something, a long time ago. And they had air conditioning or something that resembled air conditioning. And I was like, what the fuck is this? It was in the summer. I was like, this house cooled its ass down. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night saying, God damn, I need to towel off here. The second half of the sleep. I woke up fresh as a daisy. I said, oh, this is what it's about, man. This is what it's about in the summer. Sleeping in air conditioning. This is crazy. Yeah, this is wild. Well, you might be finding yourself reliving part of my childhood. Well, we didn't have air conditioning, and we didn't have much heat in the winter either. I always said, if we could just swap these damn things around, if we had